The World at Peace, Part 1. Peace by strength and peace by government. The Bible records man against man and nation against nation as far back as the book of Genesis. Rather than accept violence, some believe that peace could be established through strength. The phrase peace through strength directly suggests that military power can and will help preserve peace. It is quite old and has famously been used by many leaders from Roman Emperor Hadrian in the 1st century AD to former U.S. President Ronald Reagan in the 1980s and current U.S. President Donald Trump. Peace through strength in government simply means that if a government is financially the strongest and has the exclusive on the greatest weapons known to man, other nations would be reluctant to attack. An obvious concern is the motive of the leadership. Though initially honorable, power often corrupts. Additionally, leadership changes. Many peace-loving leaders have been succeeded by violent oppressors who would now have significant military power. Problems arise when people must submit to this leadership or suffer punishment. We must ask, who is controlling the finances, the technology, and the weapons? And even when peaceful, often groups of citizens are not pleased with the way the government is handling things and believe they can do a better job. They begin to unite with each other and attempt to overthrow the said government. Andrew Bacevich, retired colonel and former director of Boston University Center for International Relations, accurately identifies this problem. The idea of peace through strength can easily become peace through war, or as often said, might makes right. The account of Nimrod building the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11 of the Bible is an example of attempted peace through strength. In the plains of Shinar, Nimrod and his followers began building a tower that would reach heaven. Nimrod was a rebellious descendant of Cain and did evil before God. He was attempting to build a name for himself with power and authority. He would have the highest structure in the earth for all to see and fear. His idea of peace was in effect. If you want peace, submit to my authority. Genesis 11:4 tells us, and they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Knowing this type of leadership would never bring peace, the Lord, the Prince of Peace, was displeased with this attempt of Nimrod. He came down from heaven, confounded their language, and scattered them abroad across the face of all the earth. God stripped these evil men of the power they had achieved when united together in one accord. The concept of peace through strength can not only be traced back through the Roman Empire, but even to the ancient pharaohs in Egypt. The most powerful pharaoh of the Egyptian Empire, Ramses II, reigned from 1279 to 1213 BC, said strength causes every country to crave peace from them. I have set thee the might, victory and strength of thy mighty sword in every land. I assign them to the mighty sword. I have thy terror in every heart. I have set thy fear in every country. Thy fear encircles the mountains, and the chiefs tremble at the mention of thee. They come to thee, crying out together, to crave peace from thee, Ramses II. Roman Emperor Hadrian, AD 76 to 138, is said to have sought peace through strength, or failing that, peace through threat. Hadrian's Wall was a symbol of this policy. Hadrian's Wall was a defensive fortification in the Roman province of Britannia, begun in AD 122. It ran from the banks of the River Tyne near the North Sea to the Solway Firth on the Irish Sea and the northern limit of the Roman Empire. The wall had a stone base and a stone wall. There were mile castles, or small forts, every 4 miles. There were turrets, which were small watchtowers spaced at intervals of 1/3 of a mile between the mile castles, giving 2 turrets between each mile castle. It is thought the mile castles were staffed with static garrisons, whereas the forts had fighting infantry and cavalry. This wall was to establish peace with the strength to prevent war. However, this would not be a lasting peace. It would eventually be challenged and destroyed by a superior force. The end result was the loss of much money, time, and lives, while only providing a temporary peace. Have powerful empires with great militaries ever produced a true long-term peace? Even at the micro level, while trying to use military to maintain peace, men's minds, and today women as well, become contaminated with the evil thoughts of war and conflict. Their lives are often centered on the physical and mental training to be ready for battle at any given time. Their families will be in constant worry and fear for their loved ones to return home safely. Sadly, many never do. There may be times when there is an absence of war, yet living in mental conflict and fear never produces real peace. So we may ask ourselves several questions. What is true peace? What is world peace? Will we ever obtain it? And if so, how? And by what means? A closer examination of major philosophies and governments highlights some of the pros and cons of man's greatest attempts to answer some of these questions and establish world peace.